Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're looking at Psalm chapter 9. And when David opens Psalm 9, he doesn't ease into praise, he leaps. He says, "I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds." That's no half-hearted hymn. That's full-body worship rooted in a real experience of God showing up in power. We don't just see David rejoicing either. He's recounting. Praise that lacks memory can be shallow. David remembers victories, interventions, justice done, mercy shown. He's singing from the battlefield, from the courtroom, from the valley, because he's seen what God can do when he gets involved. This God that David is praising isn't some generic deity. He is Yahweh, the covenant-keeping, self-existent one, the Most High God, the God who needs no help, no support, and no justification for what he does. When we speak his name, we're calling on the God who towers over injustice and intervenes on behalf of the afflicted. Your praise should have a pulse. You don't need to manufacture emotion, but you do need to remember. Recount the deeds of God. Recall the rescues. Trace God's fingerprints over your life and let your praise rise from there. Here are some points of prayer to keep in mind. God, help me recall and recount your faithfulness in both big and small ways. Teach me to worship with my whole heart and not just my lips. And Lord, may my praise inspire others to trust in your name. Here are two different peoples to pray for. Gerson Oriana and his family are national changemakers in Peru. And the Fair Life Word broadcast for the people of Burkina Faso and Ghana.